Olympic Committee presentation to business leaders this morning. He pressed them to pay as much attention to Chicago's schools as they are to the city's Olympic bid.
We need all of our academic minds, all of our business minds, focused on education. And it would be great if education could have this kind of platform and not 17 days of fun and games. It's all right to have the fun and games, but who's working on education at this same clip?
The head of Chicago's Olympic Committee says the games could benefit the city's schools through new sports programs. Meeks recently organized a student boycott to protest funding problems. Next week, he'll meet with Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to discuss the issue. A 23-year-old man is dead after an accident on a central Illinois farm. Shelby County Coroner Brian Green says Philip Rinker died Thursday afternoon on his family farm near Strasburg. Green says Rinker was filling a silo when a metal chute at the top of the structure broke away. The chute fell about 70 feet onto Rinker. A coroner's inquest is planned. With record-high enrollment, some officials at the University of Illinois are wondering how big is too big. The Urbana campus welcomed nearly 7,300 freshmen this fall, 350 more than the year before. The entire U of I system now has surpassed a record 70,000 students. Chancellor Richard Herman told trustees yesterday that the school has managed to keep class sizes manageable, but he worries about keeping up academically with peer universities.
The size of our freshman class is 1,000 more than the nearest competitor. We could increase selectivity by dropping the size, but this also must be balanced with our promise of access and social mobility.
Still, Herman says the incoming freshman class is an impressive one by the numbers. He says the average ACT score has reached 28, and the percentage of students at the tops of their high school classes has also risen. The head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the United States needs a wave of nuclear engineers and others to staff and monitor dozens of planned new reactors. Dale Klein says his agency has applications for 20 new reactors. He says those numbers are being driven by the need for more power, the high cost of fossil fuels, and concerns about global warming. Klein was at the University of Illinois for a panel discussion yesterday. Through the 1980s and 90s, few students were interested in nuclear-related fields because the country wasn't building any new plants. But Department of Energy figures show 729 people earned degrees in nuclear engineering in 2007, and that almost doubles the 366 grads from 2000. The U.S. government is reducing its national forecast for this year's corn and soybean harvests due to drier weather, but that's not the case in Illinois. The Ag Department estimates that corn production will be at 12.1 billion bushels nationwide, down from an estimate of 12.3 billion last month. The soybean crop is projected slightly lower at 2.93 billion bushels, down from 2.97 billion. Indiana's crop estimates were also downgraded, but the department is leaving expectations in Illinois unchanged. The state's corn growers still are expected to produce just more than 2 billion bushels, the same as last month's forecast. Last year, Illinois' corn harvest of 2.28 billion bushels, was the state's largest on record. The outlook for soybean production in the state remains 376 million bushels, up from last year's 350 million. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 5:33, and AM 580's Mike Sola updates our weather.
Well, Tom, last time I was talking to you, I talked about a little storm down in Lawrence County that was rather significant but not severe. Well, it is severe, a severe thunderstorm warning just south of our severe weather coverage area. And we are also seeing the development of a few cells just to the south of Champaign County in northern Douglas, another in western Piatt County around Cerro Gordo, and all generally east of Decatur, although there is one cell west of Decatur, north and east of Springfield, that's showing a little bit of development already. Otherwise, we have the rainfall that covers the northern third of Illinois with light to moderate rainfall, and then light to drizzle, light rainfall to drizzle across a good portion of central Illinois. And again, the development of the individual thunderstorms is another aspect of the weather that we'll have to contend with. Some of the reports from down in the Gulf, already 8 feet of water on some of the streets in Galveston. And for us, we may see some flooding, maybe not that intense, but flash flood watches have been issued for much of central and south central Illinois issued. They'll go into effect tomorrow and run through tomorrow evening. In fact, across northern Illinois, flood watches go into effect this evening for northeastern Illinois and northern Indiana tomorrow, and all of the watches for flooding are set to expire Sunday evening. So between now and then, we will have showers and thunderstorms. Tonight's low temperature 68, tomorrow's high 83. Heavy rainfall possible tomorrow night and Sunday. Tomorrow night's low 66, a high of 73 for Sunday. And then Sunday night, the rain starts to taper off in the overnight hours, the low 56. Partly sunny Monday, the high 68. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The message is clear today. If you live in Galveston, Texas, or in bordering coastal towns, you need to evacuate immediately. In fact, you should have left already. Hundreds of thousands have heeded the warnings about the massive hurricane called Ike. Ike is churning toward the Gulf Coast with winds of more than 105 miles per hour. Waves as tall as 15 feet are already pounding the coast. And waist-deep water is already reported in